Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. The subject for today is God, the only power. Now let's begin this Wednesday gathering with singing hymn number 10. Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The second and third hymns today are hymn number 72 and then 203. And again, the subject is God, the only power. I shall be reading from the Message Bible Translation by Eugene Peterson, and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Judges, Gideon. Midian overpowered Israel. Because of Midian, the people of Israel made for themselves hideouts in the mountains, caves, and forts. When Israel planted its crops, Midian and Amalek, the easterners, would invade them, camp in the fields, and destroy their crops all the way down to Gaza. They left nothing for them to live on, neither sheep nor ox nor donkey. Bringing their cattle and tents, they came in and took over, like an invasion of locusts. And their camels, past counting. They marched in and devastated the country. The people of Israel, reduced to grinding poverty by Midian, cried out to God for help. One time when the people of Israel had cried out to God because of Midian, God sent them a prophet with this message. God, the God of Israel, says, I delivered you from Egypt. I freed you from a life of slavery. I rescued you from Egypt's brutality. And then from every oppressor, I pushed them out of your way and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am God, your God. Don't for a minute be afraid of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But you didn't listen to me. One day the angel of God came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah, that belonged to Joash, the Abiezrite, whose son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress out of the sight of the Midianites. The angel of God appeared to him and said, God is with you, O mighty warrior. Go in this strength that is yours. Save Israel from Midian. Haven't I just sent you? Gideon said to him, Me, my master? How and with what could I ever save Israel? Look at me. My clan's the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the runt of the litter. God said to him, I'll be with you. Believe me, you'll defeat Midian as one man. Gideon selected 10 men from his servants and did exactly what God had told him. But because of his family and the people in the neighborhood, he was afraid to do it openly, so he did it that night. Early in the morning, the people in town were shocked to find Baal's altar torn down. The Asherah pole beside it chopped down, and the prime bull burning away on the altar that had been built. They kept asking, who did this? Questions and more questions, and then the answer, Gideon, son of Joash, did it. Gideon got up early the next morning, all his troops right there with him. God said to Gideon, you have too large an army with you. I can't turn Midian over to them like this. They'll take the credit, saying, I did it all myself, and forget about me. Make a public announcement. Anyone afraid, anyone who has any qualms at all, may leave Mount Gilead now and go home. 22 companies headed for home. 10 companies were left. God said to Gideon, there are still too many. Take them down to the stream, and I'll make a final cut. When I say, this one goes with you, he'll go. When I say, this one doesn't go, he won't go. So Gideon took the troops down to the stream. God said to Gideon, everyone who laps with his tongue the way a dog laps, set on one side. And everyone who kneels to drink, drinking with his face to the water, set to the other side. 300 lapped with their tongues from their cupped hands. All the rest knelt to drink. God said to Gideon, I'll use the 300 men who lapped at the stream to save you and give Midian into their hands. All the rest may go home. After Gideon took all their provisions and trumpets, he sent all the Israelites home. He took up his position with the 300. The camp of Midian stretched out below him in the valley. That night, God told Gideon, get up and go down to the camp. I've given it to you. If you have any doubts about going down, go down with Phurah, your armor-bearer. When you hear what they're saying, you'll be bold and confident. This has to be the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has turned Midian, the whole camp, over to him. He divided the 300 men into three companies. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands, ready to blow, and shouted, a sword for God and for Gideon. They were stationed all around the camp, each man at his post. The whole Midianite camp jumped to its feet. They yelled and fled. The Israelites said, rule over us, you and your son and your grandson. You have saved us from Midian's tyranny. Gideon said, I most certainly will not rule over you, nor will my son. God will reign over you. Psalms. My help and glory are in God. Granite strength and safe harbor God. So trust him absolutely, people. Lay your lives on the line for him. God is a safe place to be. Revelation. Here's the reward I have for every conqueror, everyone who keeps at it, refusing to give up. You'll rule the nations. Your shepherd king rule as firm as an iron staff, the resistance fragile as clay pots. This was the gift my father gave me. I pass it along to you, and with it, the morning star. And from Science and Health, mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian Science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. You may know when First Truth leads by the fewness and faithfulness of its followers. Thus it is that the march of time bears onward freedom's banner. The powers of this world will fight and will command their sentinels not to let truth pass the guard until it subscribes to their systems. But science, heeding not the pointed bayonet, marches on. There is always some tumult, but there is a rallying to truth standard. will, blind, stubborn, and headlong, cooperates with appetite and passion. From this cooperation arises its evil. From this also comes its powerlessness, since all power belongs to God, good. Evil is self-assertive. It says, I am a real entity overmastering good. This falsehood should strip evil of all pretensions. The only power of evil is to destroy itself. It can never destroy one iota of good. Every attempt of evil to destroy good is a failure and only aids in peremptorily punishing the evildoer. Evil is not power. It is a mockery of strength, which ere long betrays its weakness and falls, never to rise. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength. This is sin's necessity to destroy itself. Immortal man demonstrates the government of God, good, in which is no power to sin. Love will finally mark the hour of harmony, and spiritualization will follow, for love is spirit. The darkest hour precedes the dawn. The breaking up of material beliefs may seem to be famine and pestilence, want and woe, sin, sickness, and death, which assume new phases until their nothingness appears. Mortal error will vanish in a moral chemicalization. This mental fermentation has begun and will continue until all errors of belief yield to understanding. As this consummation draws nearer, he who has shaped his course in accordance with divine science will endure to the end. During this final conflict, wicked minds will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection. That mortal mind claims to govern every organ of the mortal body, we have overwhelming proof. But this so-called mind is a myth and must by its own consent yield to truth. It would wield the scepter of a monarch, but it is powerless. There is no power apart from God. Omnipotence has all power, and to acknowledge any other power is to dishonor God. The power of God brings deliverance to the captive. No power can withstand divine love. Love is enthroned. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.